Welcome. I'm Jessica Teigen, and this is the Evolving to Exceptional podcast, where we talk about reaching peak performance in our workplaces, homes, and communities so that we can live our best life possible, an exceptional life. Welcome back to this new episode on the Evolving to Exceptional podcast. This week, it is just me as Maldina is out traveling through Europe, visiting all of the sites and living her absolute best life possible. So we wish her the absolute best. And today we're going to continue with our Evolving Workplaces series, but we're going to be talking about the second part of an episode we covered a while back around the truth of transactions. And so in this episode, we're going to be talking about transitioning to transformational relationships. So transitioning from those transactional based relationships into transformational relationships. And as we discuss this evolving workplace shift, we're really addressing two different unique elements. We're talking about the shift of the employee and employer relationship, as well as the shift of the customer or vendor relationships, the business to business relationships. And although both are shifting, I want to focus on the relationship between the employee and the employer. That's the one we're going to focus on in today's episode. I recently saw an article that Microsoft has changed its language from employee engagement to employee thriving in order to broaden the expectation they are hoping to achieve with their employees. Rather than just engaging their employees, something that many companies are still even struggling to do, they want to take it further to helping employees to thrive in their lives, not just at work. I think that this is kind of the perfect example of a transition to a transformational relationship. Microsoft is trying to make the experience of working at Microsoft into something that positively transforms their employees' lives, even if it's just for a period of time. So what exactly do we mean by a transformational relationship? Well, a transformational relationship means that you invest in those around you to express that you care about them and that you trust them. And then those others that are around you invest in your success. And so it's really a much deeper and more meaningful type of relationship than we would typically think of when we think of employee and employer relationships. It's more about what you're giving to another purpose or another person to help that other person, what you're giving and contributing to what that person's trying to achieve in their lives. And so it's where two parties are mutually working to improve their relationship quality, which allows you to kind of tap into the discretionary effort of the people around you. So rather than it being a one-way effort, it has to be two-directional. It has to be both people investing in this unique type of relationship. And then you create a synergy by doing so that advances each other's goals and creates win-win solutions, creates even greater benefits, even greater outcomes, even greater results. In fact, transformational relationships make the world a better place because when a relationship is not simply a means to an end, it actually has the potential to be life-changing. So how do we identify a transformational relationship? What do we look for? Well, the first element of a transformational relationship is that everyone feels protected. It's a win-win. You feel safe to speak your mind. There's no fear of judgment or making mistakes. Everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to support others. And the support of them allows you to do your best work. So everyone is in this protected, positive, interactive state that has that psychological safety, that has that element that allows you to show up in a way that you can really be yourself. The second is that there's no I in team. Money isn't everything. So appreciation for work well done is actually commonplace. Giving lots of credit, everybody gets recognition for their part, for their contribution. Everyone is encouraging one another. Everyone wants one another to succeed. That is a key part of these transformational relationships. The next element is that there's no one keeping score. No one's weighing how much to invest based on what has or hasn't been given in the past. So nobody's trying to make decisions about whether it's worthwhile to spend more time in investing in this person's development or investing in what this person's trying to accomplish based on how they've done in the past or what's happened in the past. The next element is that everybody feels the love. So there's this love and compassion that are evident. There's a sincere commitment to shared success. There's a sincere desire to help each other both end up being successful, end up creating successful outcomes. And that creates the cycle of giving and receiving. Gifts are freely given, they're received, and then they're given again. And it just keeps going and perpetuating and continuing to create abundance and greater results for everyone. So how do organizations, workplaces, or businesses create these transformational relationships with employees? Well, it has to be a genuine part of the culture. It's not something you can fake, pretend that you have it, say that you have it when you don't have it. It has to really be integrated and woven into the fabric of the organization if you're going to accomplish this successfully. Which means for a lot of organizations, it's going to require a major culture shift and a new approach to the relationship. So like we talked about in the last episode, there's some differences between these, between the transactional relationships and these transformational relationships. And I want to go through those again and kind of highlight the transformational side. So, you know, transactional relationships are professional. Transformational relationships are friendly, which means that we care. It means we're invested. It means that we laugh and have fun and enjoy one another. It is not just about getting through the transaction or operating in a level of seriousness all the time. The second is self-interest versus mutual interest. And this goes both ways when it comes to the employee and employer relationships. It has to be as much about helping your people, your employees, as it is about helping the business. And that means for employees, you also have to look at it as a mutual interest that helping the business helps you as well. And so you've got to be invested in helping to make that business, that workplace, that organization successful. So a transactional relationship is about what you get, whereas a transformational relationship is about what you can give. It's focused on how can I contribute value and how can I do it in a way that works for me, rather than me focusing on what am I going to get out of this transaction or this interaction or this relationship. The next is a stay in touch approach versus a keep informed. And you can really see, I think, in workplaces and in organizations where there's a huge difference. When you're continuously informing me as an employee of what's going on and vice versa, when the employee is continuously informing their manager, their leaders of what's happening, there's this open line of communication that increases the trust and the likelihood of creating these transformational relationships. When there's not that level of communication, that level of interaction, it becomes a let me know if there's anything wrong, let me know if the building's on fire type of approach that is more transactional. The next is understanding the process versus understanding the person. A lot of workplaces and a lot of organizations focus their attention on how to optimize processes and how to then train and put people into those processes, into those systems, rather than focusing the energy on understanding the person, understanding who they are, how they show up, what their strengths are, what their capabilities are, and then how to plug them in the best way possible, how to use them in a way that creates the best results both for them and for the workplace or the organization. The next is judging the results versus evaluating the relationship. A lot of times we get focused only on the outcomes, on what gets achieved, rather than on how we're doing at achieving it together. Now, that's not to say that the results don't matter, but sometimes the results are not what we want them to be, even though we did everything right in the relationship. And so really paying attention to that relationship piece and how that relationship is working, rather than only focusing on whether it generated the results that you wanted. The next is a transactional relationship is focused on winning a conflict, whereas a transformational relationship is focused on resolving conflict. And here you can see the difference a lot in a competitive culture versus a more collaborative culture. But when we're focused on how do we win, how do we convince employees to see things the way that we see them, rather than how do we work together to create a result or an outcome or solve this challenge in a way that is positive or impactful for everyone involved. It's a real difference for the individuals when they feel like they are part of a resolution rather than they're in a battle to see who's going to win or who's going to come out on top. The next is the difference between an agreement versus acceptance. So oftentimes we ask for agreement and people will agree. People will say, yeah, I'll do that or I'll go along with that. But they haven't really accepted what you're asking them to do. They haven't really internalized it. They don't actually understand it in a way that allows them to accept it meaningfully. And so that's a shift when it comes to a transformational relationship. One other element kind of around the results is evaluating and understanding how each party is feeling about the results, the outcomes, and the performance. And so instead of just looking at the numbers, instead of just looking at what a person's achieved, understanding the nuances are the elements that go around those results or that contributed to those results. So if this is how organizations kind of create these transformational relationships by making these shifts, then what are the benefits of these transformational relationships? And as I researched for this episode, I came across a whole bunch of studies that have validated the impact of transformational relationships on innovation, growth, and business results. People who feel their employer cares about them, is committed to their success, understands their internal motivations, where they can be transparent and open and create, all of that creates these optimum conditions for reaching peak performance, and they are all related to those transformational relationships. So by eliminating the typical hurdles or challenges, this is how the relationships that can truly transform our outcomes, our results, our businesses, and transform them beyond just increasing results by X percent year over year. They can actually transform how we show up, how we interact with customers, the good that we're doing in the world, the impact that we're having on the world. It can create those truly substantial impacts and results that extend beyond what we can even necessarily imagine at the outset. So if you're interested now, if you're saying, yeah, I want these types of transformational relationships in my workplace, how might you rethink the employee agreement or the relationship? And what I think you have to do is, I think there's really three things that are critical in that employee agreement or that relationship. And that these partnerships or these shared agreements with employees must do three things. They must create commitment, they must provide clarity, and they must have constant communication. And that by creating shared agreements that incorporate all these elements of the evolving workplace framework, that is what's going to create this clarity. So these shared agreements will actually incorporate the elements of the evolving workplace framework, and that is going to bring the clarity that people need to create these relationships. So how are shared agreements executed to create and maintain these transformational relationships? How are they done? So shared agreements must be based on a commitment to a core set of principles and specific circumstances that make them viable and appropriate in the first place. So before you can start creating transformational relationships, you really do have to have some foundational elements as part of your culture in place before you can get there. So it's important to kind of build this foundation before you get into shifting to maybe these more advanced agreements and really getting these relationships to the next level. But to start out, both parties at a foundational level must be committed to creating mutually beneficial outcomes. So that means the best outcomes possible for them both. So if something is in conflict, if something is in conflict with a positive or a best possible outcome for an employee that the employer wants done, then that means it's not the right way to do it. We have to find another way. Both parties must adhere to a set of guidelines related to integrity, trust, and a willingness to compromise. So if one party is insisting on leveraging their power over another, it's not going to be successful and the results are going to fail. So if the employer is going to leverage their power, which is the employer almost always has the most power over the employee to get them to comply, to get them to agree, to get them on board, or to get them aligned, then it's not going to create these transformational relationships. Instead, it has to be built on a foundation of saying that, you know, we're going to operate in this integrity and with trust, and we're going to compromise. And that may mean sometimes compromising the business. It may mean compromising some of your business outcomes in order to gain that trust and to create that mutual benefit for the employee and the workplace. Both parties must also be willing to operate with clarity of process rather than clarity of result. So that means that the process for how clarity will be established during the relationship must be very clear, but the actual result or outcome can't always be very clearly defined. I think this is really important because things change so much that it requires flexibility to keep the arrangement or to keep that relationship fluid and adjustable enough to respond to all of the changing circumstances in the arrangement. Oftentimes, all the time, things change in the employee and employer relationship. Employees start a family, they have new kids, they have an aging family member, they want to stop traveling or they want to travel more. Things change throughout the employee's life that impacts or adjusts what the expectations are or what they're capable of achieving or how they're capable of achieving it. So that means it's really important to be focused on how you're continually realigning around clarity to create clarity rather than on creating the perfect outcome or the perfect result or definition with which you're going to create a result. And both parties must explicitly state what they're committing to as part of the relationship. It is absolutely critical because you cannot get commitment unless everyone knows exactly what they're committing to. And I think a lot of times this is where workplaces really struggle, is they think their people are committed, but they haven't really gone through the effort of making sure of requiring that buy-in, that level of commitment, because it takes work. It takes work to really explicitly state what it is you're both committing to do. So if that is how these agreements are executed and these kind of foundational elements, then how does a shared agreement between an employer and an employee operate? So if we start with the first element of commitment, both parties have to agree to the ongoing approach to reviewing their agreement and making adjustments to the agreement. Whatever that approach looks like, whatever the frequency is, however you're going to do it, both groups have to be agreed with how it's going to work. Now, I want to note here that this approach is not meant to be a binding employment contract. When we're talking about an agreement, we're talking about both parties accepting what the expectations are, or accepting how they're going to operate together. It does not impact, and employees can still remain at will under the laws with this approach. So this shared agreement is really meant to represent like the good faith effort by both parties to agree on how they're going to operate as employee and employer. And it really then creates clarity for both parties on the commitments that they're making as part of the relationship and how they will discuss the relationship throughout their employee experience. So let's move to clarity. What does the employer agree to do to create clarity? So we've got to kind of look at this from both the employer and the employee perspective. So starting at the overall workplace expectation, the employer has to agree to a set of overall workplace expectations. They have to agree that there are certain things that they are responsible for doing as the employer, as the workplace, I'm providing in order to create that environment for these types of transformational relationships. The first element is to establish grounded direction. We talked about this in another episode, but it's really important that we create clear direction and then adhere to the grounded direction practices, which allows the employee to have clarity whenever they need it. So they can always go back to that grounded direction to make sure that they understand the vision, mission, and strategy. The next element is to create an engaging environment and experience. And so this is really the workplace is really responsible for ensuring that the culture, values, and impact of the work, what the work you're doing is having, is intentionally described in very clear ways for the employee to understand. Because if an employee doesn't understand, if they don't understand the culture, the values, if they're not in an environment and experience that brings them that comfort that they enjoy, then they're never going to move into those transformational relationships. And any deviation from that defined environment, any shift away from those expectations and that experience has to be addressed and discussed. It can't just be allowed to happen. The next is flexible frameworks. So these are the frameworks that we use in the Evolving Workplaces model to really establish which activities are fixed, which are the things that have a standard structure that are going to be executed the same way every time, automated, that are not negotiable, and which are the things that are really projects, are really within the scope of the individual, that they can be addressed or acted upon with flexibility. So making sure people understand where the standard structures are versus the list of projects or the things that they can work on to improve or execute the work that they're doing every day. And that really provides a lot of clarity regarding who's got responsibility for which activities. Where are the boundaries for employees in terms of what they can do? The next element is monitoring for success. So to establish ways, these are the ways that employees will know if they are performing successfully, both individually and collectively as a business. These will be tied to the impact they are making rather than the specific financial results. And so it's really important that individuals understand how what they're doing is having an impact. How they're being monitored, how the business is being monitored, and how they know if the business and themselves are being successful. And then the last element that's really important in terms of overall workplace expectations is to have and to foster a peak performance culture, to integrate all of the performance practices into the parts of executing the business, so that you're supporting the employee and operating at peak performance. We know there's so much research, there's neuroscience research, I've been doing this for years, that shows that when people are given the opportunity, when they're in the conditions where they can perform at their best, they so far outperform their counterparts. They so far excel in terms of what they can accomplish. And so it really is the workplace's responsibility to provide those practices and that support for employees so that they can get those results. I want to touch briefly on the manager. So the manager or the leader of the people is going to be responsible for creating their own set of shared expectations with the employee. So these are the overall workplace, what the workplace is going to bring to the employee, but managers need to create that too. What can the employee expect of the manager? How frequent will they meet? What are those co-commitments of what they're each responsible for as they're executing on and working on the business or in their workplace? So if that is the employer, the manager side, then what does the employee agree to do to create clarity? So this is the employee back to the workplace. What are the employees agreeing as their overall set of workplace expectations? And I think there's really five things that employees have to do. First, they have to be aligned. They have to stay aligned with the grounded direction of the workplace and actively seek discussion when instances of misalignment occur in the workplace. So if they are feeling misaligned, if they're feeling like they don't understand the direction, then they have to seek out discussion and make sure they can get realigned with the decisions that are being made in the direction of the workplace. The next is engaged. They have to focus on their level of engagement actively participate in their engagement and that of others that they work with in order to create engaging experiences for everyone. They can't just point fingers at the workplace and say, this is the workplace's problem. You know, you should raise engagement levels. Every person has to be actively participating in their own engagement and that of their teams to create that experience for everyone in the organization. The next one is to execute. So employees must execute on the modes of delivery and the frameworks defined using whatever expectations tool that is used in the projects that are identified on their outcomes, roles, responsibilities, goals, and projects. So however you define that. So I've always used the term outcomes, roles, outcomes, responsibilities, and goals. That's kind of a document I've used before. But whatever you do to really identify what it is they're supposed to execute on, the employee has to create that. The employee has to execute on those modes of delivery, on the frameworks that have been created. Next, the employee has to deliver. They have to deliver by operating at peak performance, by creating powerful performance that is going to impact the workplace and their customers or whomever they're impacting by doing their work. So if the workplace is providing the peak performance tools, resources, fostering that culture and those practices, then it's up to the employee to deliver by operating at peak performance, by taking advantage of those. And the last one is to evolve. To continuously evolve their performance as they grow and develop using the four keys to peak performance, to grow as the workplace grows. So employees really have to be thinking about all the time how they are growing, how they are expanding, and how that growth and expansion is going to continue to support their relationship in their and their agreement with that workplace. So the last element of the three things that I said had to be present around these communications or around these agreements is communication. How are these agreements communicated? It is critically important that these agreements, that this clarity get created at the time of hire, and that this not be a job description. This is not the infinite list of possible things a person might do. This is an agreement of how you're going to operate together. And setting that expectation at the beginning is absolutely critical. Then these shared agreements must be reviewed. They have to be reviewed, and you have to set a designated frequency. Now, I would argue that the more often you do this, the better, but at least once a quarter, maybe once a month. But if you are doing this with at more than a year, any less, you know, a frequency no less than once a year, then it's not going to work, because everybody has to be aware of those terms and those expectations. And the longer you get away from something, the quicker it is to forget it. I've written agreements, especially as an attorney and in my last workplace, and I couldn't even remember what I wrote. I'd have to go back and read the handbook myself, even though I wrote it, to make sure that I understood what I said or what I meant or what the policy actually was. So having that regular review includes those responsibilities and deliverables of both parties, and it has to happen at some frequency. And the more frequently that they're incorporated and discussed, the more likely the relationship's going to be transformational. So it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to sit down and edit a document, but it's more about touching base around these concepts and assuring that everybody's operating on the same assumptions and that the relationship is having that transformational effect that you're intending it to. And so I like to think of these kinds of conversations as like check-ins with employees that we're talking about and we're communicating about. And so if we do this, if we create these agreements with these three key elements of commitment, clarity, and communication, I think that's the foundation, or that's the piece that sets the stage for creating these transformational relationships, for creating the circumstances that would allow us to take the relationships that we have with employees and make them deeper, more meaningful, more impactful, more powerful, to creating relationships that can actually generate substantially greater results in not just our workplaces, but our world, if we allow them to be cultivated in the way to do so, if we allow them to grow and develop and be fostered in the environment and culture of the workplace. So I am so excited to see how these transformational relationships may unfold. I look forward to seeing how Microsoft steps continue to progress and how that impacts their workplace. If you are interested in having more discussion about your workplace and creating this level of engagement or are these more in-depth and powerful relationships, please reach out to Evolving to Exceptional. We look forward to and love to talk to any business about any challenge that they're having. We love to work with small to mid-sized businesses as they're evolving to help them figure out how to create these relationships. And I'll tell you, as I'm growing my own business here at Evolving to Exceptional, as I apply these transformational principles to the relationships and partnerships that we're creating, it is creating such great momentum in terms of what we can accomplish together and how we can accomplish it together in a way that is just such a win-win and brings so much success for everybody involved. I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Evolving to Exceptional podcast. My book comes out. I believe this episode will go live next week. So I believe that my book will be coming out the following week on August 22nd, Fiercely Cherished Beings. I highly encourage you go to my website, download the first 25 pages of the book. You can check it out, see what you think. And I will be having a big surprise next week to talk about a new program that we are launching very soon. So if you are a female who is looking for leadership, development, and support, keep an eye out. That program will be coming in the next week. I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have. And as always, remember to keep evolving.